Alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. Over the course of our lives, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam throws us curveballs. These curveballs come in shapes and forms, gezint, panusa, shadichim, corona, etc. And Eid writes a chrim and he says, this is such a shrekel chamatzev. How do I kriech aros my ayin yuvei ezri? Where do I find my yeshia, my salvation? So the Torah this week gives us such an unbelievable clarity on this, and how to find our yeshia. The Torah talks about the pegisha of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. And Yosef tells his brothers, Geshunu alai, come close to me. I want to prove to you that I'm your brother. And Rashi says that he showed them that he is gemalit. Frig dem ezruchi. Ich verstehe nicht. And if you see his malad, how do you know he's a yid? Do you know how many goyim are malad? Why is that a proof? So the Yisroel answers this mizruchi mit Azoyr HaKudosh. And Azoyr HaKudosh says that the difference between a yidish kind versus gemalad and a goy versus gemalad, when me malad a yidish kind, we are imbuing in him the Shem Shakai. By a bris, after they give the name in the Elikaini Vilakai Vasaini Zukmandarten Bedumaya Chayi, and the Moil or the Samdik put into the baby's mouth Abyssalavan, and they put it in Sushtait, they should form their hands like the Shem Shakai. When you fold your three middle fingers, it becomes a Sheen, and then your thumb and your pinky become a Dalid, and then there is a Yid. Zug the Zoyra Kudosh, why do we do it in this form? Because we know the Shem Shakai is when the Eibishter created the world was growing and growing and growing until the Eibishter said, die. The Eibishter said, enough. Misha umr loy lume die, yoimele tzirisaini die. Says the Yismach Yisrul, that a Yid sometimes wonders, where is my Yeshia? Your Yeshia is right in front of you. He says, how do I know that? He says, look at Yosef and the Shvutim. Yosef was a stone's throw away from Yaakov Avinu for years that he was a king. He could have sent a messenger. Yosef was punim al punim with his brothers for months on end now. Why didn't he tell them ani Yosef when they walked in? Why cause agony for the tata? Why cause agony for the brothers? For himself it was tormental. Zukti Yisbach Yisrael, because this man didn't come for the revelation as Yosef Zazayim the breeders. He says, Yosef called him over and said, look, ich bin gemalit. I have the Shem Shakai over me. You want to know why this Yeshia couldn't come earlier? Because the Eibishter didn't give us the permission yet. The Eibishter didn't say this man is yet. Misha umar loy lumay die didn't say yoimele tzirisayni die. Zug di yismach Yisruel, a Yid will wissen where his Yeshia is. It's right in front of him. He doesn't see it. He's wearing a veil over his eyes. He's wearing tinted glasses that don't allow him to see him. Val de aibish de lot nisht. All that we need to do is beten them b'shefe, b'shefe. Helf mich yetz. Tu no Hashem oishienu yetz. And if the Eibishter says, I'm asking, you will find your Yeshia. So instead of trying to figure out how to fix the situation, instead of trying to figure out panusa, gezint, whatever it should be, naches, don't do that. Daven said to the Bashefa that he should allow that Yeshia to happen. And this was the limit that Yosef HaTzadik is telling his brothers, Geshunu alai, ve nun semir, the Bashef zukt, ve nun semir, and beit mech. And you know what's going to happen? You'll be zoichani Yosef, you'll have that revelation. We're living in such difficult times. Times that are so nerve-wracking at some times. There's one thing. It's not the doctors, it's not the vaccination, it's not the masks, it's not all these things. Medav daven and some Bashefa. Bashefa. Endigdus, v'huser me'alayni, nemes avek, da'ibishas lehelfen, that we should be zoiche, atug, surah b'tayvus, dies teik shteit, v'el nesapach v'en liyumim toivim fayidin, da'ibishas lehelfen, we should be zoiche, bekurev, to yeshia, klulius, agit n'shabas.